As I said, the Sakya order was founded and established and flourished by the Kern lineage. And the Kern lineage originally, original Kerns were believed to be the direct descendants of the celestial beings who have landed on the high mountains of Tibet and then settled there. And their life and activities, there's not much available in writing. But then later, during the Kern Nagendra Rakshita's time, the Guru Brahma Sambhava and the great abbot Chandrakshita came. And then Chandrakshita gave the first Vinaya Buddhist monks vows, full-fledged Buddhist monks, bhikshu vows. And as a trial, he chose seven persons, three young persons, three older persons, and one middle-aged person, to see whether the Tibetans will be able to keep the Buddhist monks' vows or not. And so the one of the three young ones is Kern Nagendra Rakshita. And they were very successful in keeping their vows. So it was a very auspicious beginning of the great Tibetan Buddhist monastic tradition. So since then, I think the Kerns were very active in spreading the Buddha Dhamma, Buddhist teachings. And his younger brother, Dorje Rinchen, who is a householder, and they together received the empowerment and teachings from Guru Brahma Sambhava. So the original Kerns were the direct disciple of Guru Brahma Sambhava. And so for many generations, they were all Nyingmapas. They were all Nyingmapas, and their main deities like Vajrakilaya and Hiruka and so on. And then during Kern Kunjo Gyabo's time, that he felt the time has come now to start a separate school. So his elder brother, Kunro Shirachudin, told him that now you should start. I'm too old to learn, but you are young, so you should study and you should to go to the new traditions. So he went to study at the Drogmi Lodzawa. Drogmi Lodzawa is the first Tibetan Lama to receive the Lamde teachings. And so since then it is Sakya school was founded. So the Sakya school was actually founded by the Nyingmapa Lamas. So therefore we have a very strong connection. Since Sakya school was established, now we belong to the new tradition, not the old tradition anymore, but still we carry on the two major deities, Hiruka and Vajrakilaya, as one of our main deity, and it's very much still practiced. And so although we are now new tradition, but we still have from the old tradition teachings as well. So therefore Sakya and Nyingma have very, very close connections. And Guru Brahma Sambhava, of course, is actually an Indian master, and he is to all the schools, but Nyingmapas are his kind of teaching lineage holders. And so when the Sakya monastery, new tradition, and the first Sakya monastery was established also, when we talk about the main Sakya monastery, we say that it has three special qualities. And the number one was that long before the monastery was established, the Guru Brahma Sambhava came to the area and he said that there will be monastery in the future here, which will benefit many sentient beings. So he blessed the entire ground and built the stupas on four directions. So the first specialty is that. And then second is when Bhagdan Adisha from India came, and when he reached that area, of course at that time it was all empty, but on the mountain there's a white patch. So the name Sakya, Sakya means grey earth, and it was from that. And there he saw seven letter D, one letter she, and one letter whom. And he said there will be seven emanations of Manjushri, one emanation of Avalokiteshvara, and one emanation of Vajrapani, and then also in the future many emanations of these three bodhisattvas. So he gave this purpose. That is the second specialty. And the third one is when the great Lama Sakyabha, to the great Lama Sakyabha, the Mahasiddha Birapa, leaning towards this grey earth, that he appeared on the mountain, covering the whole area, and said that this earth belongs to me. So in this way, it was blessed by the Guru Pema Sambhava, Bhagdan Adisya, and Birvapa.